The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I did cause all the problems, okay. But then I apologized, okay. And then I think we're good now. I believe my purpose here on Earth, I'm a bullshit police officer. Okay. I'm the bullshit police. All of you have either quit or been fired before. Andrew, did you quit?
A little of both.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, welcome to Jeff Lewis Has Issues. In today's episode, Kristen Takeman and Paige Davis join the show. We talk about Kristen's fake hair, Paige's sexy discount, and my unique way of meeting men. I've been watching you on Ultimate Girls Trip. I'm like halfway into episode 3.
Okay.
But I love that it's only 6 episodes. I'll be done by the weekend.
Good for you. I know. I'm bummed. I'm like, it's like, it was so short and sweet so much, and it's like over already.
No, you, I think you really, and people were saying it, that you really stood out this season.
She's the breakout star.
Oh, you're sweet.
You kind of called everyone out, which was great, which I enjoyed. And then I'm wondering, will they book you for another trip? Or I wonder if there's all these shows that will reach out, like Traitors.
Yeah, we were just talking about
Mars.
Traitors.
And
Mars? They're sending people to Mars?
Life on Mars.
There was a few offers for shows this year that I couldn't go,
They all shoot out of the country for like weeks and weeks at a time.
Yeah,
where you leave for like 3 or 4 weeks, which I can't do.
But St. Bart's for 7 days was definitely
That's a good gig.
Yeah, very good gig.
That's the best one.
Well, you wouldn't do House of Villains, which I was offered that.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. I know, I wanted to do that.
Okay, that show is really good.
And then there was Traitors, which you could do that.
Yeah, that looks scary.
And then what was the Mars thing?
Life on Mars. It's out, right?
I think it's on Fox.
And that would be good for you, Kristen.
You go to Australia and train like you're going to be in space.
Oh, my God.
And then
crazy.
There's also the Marines one.
Oh, that looks hard.
That looks so hard.
Which ones? They didn't offer that to me.
Jojo Siwa did it, so I think you could do it.
Oh, if Jojo did
really?
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could totally do it then if JoJo did it.
I don't know. She's very athletic.
Now, yesterday, so every day what happens is we get, I don't even know why they ask me because they don't really give a shit, but they'll be like, hey, so-and-so wants to advertise on the show. And so I'm every day, like, right? You bombard me every day with this shit.
I do. I send them every day.
So every day there's a list of people, like new people that want to advertise on the show, which is great. That's great.
Yeah, that's great.
But so Shane would be like, hey, you know, Jameson needs to know, are you cool with this? Are you cool with that? And I usually say yes to everything.
Yeah.
But yesterday, which was a bit funny.
Oh, God.
You said what?
Weight Watchers wants to advertise, and I think it'd be a great fit for your show.
And I was, so I normally kind of don't listen. So I'm at my desk, I'm on computer. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And he's like, yeah, I think Weight Watchers would be a really good fit for you. And I said, what'd you fucking say to me?
Oh, God, that's
what did you say to me?
You need to get on Weight Watchers, Jeff.
It is true, because we are so obsessed with weight here.
Yeah. Oh, you are a Weight Watcher.
That's so true. How many times do you girls weigh yourself a day?
Never.
Never.
What?
I go by the jeans. If the jeans are right here, if they're not fitting, if I can't button them and they're tight when I sit, then I just go to the other section of the closet and I grab the bigger jeans. No. Then I'm like, okay, girl, lay off the sugar.
So you guys don't obsessively weigh yourself?
Never. Never. Uh-huh.
God, I do it like 2 or 3 times a day.
You're always upstairs. I'm like, where's Jeff? He's just on
weighing himself.
No
so.
Way.
Cussing.
For what?
Like, what? What the fuck? Out of
For women, I think it's also a vanity thing of like, I become obsessed with the number, much like you.
Yeah.
I don't want to become obsessed with the number because then I value myself.
I don't value
as
myself.
Just a number.
I'm obsessed with the number.
But for women, you have to pick. Do you want your face to look good or you want your butt to look good? Because if your butt's looking good, your face isn't looking as good when you hit my
You can have both because I have someone who can do your ass.
Injectable, sweetie.
Yeah.
You
can have both. You can have both. Now, so last night, by the way, so this morning, little few pounds over my number because I don't really eat dinner anymore. But ooh, when you go out with Paige Davis,
mm-hmm, you're eating dinner.
You're eating pasta, whether you like it or not.
Hey, did you like what I ordered or not?
I did like what you ordered. Okay. So what did we start with? Because
so we went to Spago last night, yeah, for dinner. I finagled having us go to dinner because Jeff is like, I don't eat anymore. But I was like, no, we're going to dinner. We had sashimi. Well, they brought us those tuna cones, which are amazing.
Oh, those were great.
So good.
That was like
so
the best
good
thing. That was delicious.
Delicious. Yeah.
Everything was amazing.
Sashimi, the smoked salmon pizza.
A burrata.
Burrata. And then two pastas. That's yeah, not that
she,
much.
We
for
had to
four
cut her
people
back. She wanted
yeah,
to order
yeah, yeah,
four.
I did. Have
yes,
to cut back.
If I didn't cut you back, you would have overdone it again.
And that's, you know, I'm.
But chumps don't eat much. That's the thing. We don't eat big dinners anymore.
We did clear the plates, though. I mean, we
yeah,
looked,
we yeah, everything.
Ate, well, we ate, I think it was the perfect, after we cut Paige back,
yeah,
exactly,
it was the perfect amount of food,
but
I thought.
That made space for dessert, though. The desserts were, I think
oh,
we had four desserts.
Desserts? Yeah. They brought us desserts.
And we also
I didn't
cleaned those
desserts
plates, by the way.
Yeah.
So good.
I didn't go crazy on the desserts.
Oh, I have the biggest sweet tooth. I couldn't stop.
So good.
But I could have eaten half of what we ate, but the food was so good. And yeah, it's such a beautiful restaurant. I hadn't been there in a while.
Yeah.
And to sit outside, but it wasn't cold at all.
No.
We were outside.
It's like an atrium mm-hmm
with
thing.
Heaters.
There's no, it's not actually outside, but it looks like we're outside. It's a beautiful restaurant. They redid the whole thing.
Yeah.
Now, I had to leave because my kid will not go to bed without me putting her down. Aww. So it was fine. I left. Right at, I think it was 8:30, we had to leave. Now, did like Wolfgang come out and say hi?
Literally, as you were walking out the door, he was right next to our table and jeez, was
Paige's
talking
table
to people. Was talking to people. Why, is that a thing? You want to see him?
It just would have been fun to meet Wolfgang Puck.
Oh, that's yeah, crazy we missed him.
Oh, yeah.
We just missed him by a few minutes.
Not even minutes. Seconds.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. And then you girls were in the bathroom a long time. Were you doing drugs?
We were taking selfies.
We're selfie sisters.
Okay,
because
you were gone a long
kind of
time. And I said to Shane, I'm like, what are they doing in there? Throwing up? Are they doing, what is happening?
That's how she orders so much.
It was
that's
a long
God
time. You guys were in there a long time.
Oh, my gosh.
Time.
We have a thing. I was thinking about it. That's our thing. Like at your party, too, we were like selfie bathroom sisters. We take a mean bathroom selfie, right?
Are people doing coke in your bathroom?
That's that occurred to me. It did occur to me. I'm like, that's how they stay so thin.
Yeah, we were throwing up.
Oh, my God.
But you were already there because you were at the bar. And then we sat at the table and I started looking at your hair, Kristen. I was like, wow, your hair looks so gorgeous.
Beautiful.
It's getting so long. Mm-hmm. And then you should have never told me this. I never would have known. But you started talking about Gloria.
Gloria, yeah. So I have my extensions, and Gloria and I have been through a lot last year. You can only imagine.
She's your hairpiece.
She really was kind of on hiatus for many, many years, and I had to pull her out of the archives because I had a lot of work last year. Mm-hmm. So Gloria is tired, like so tired.
Tired.
You should have seen her after BravoCon. Gloria was like, no more. And so I show up at that. I had a modeling job yesterday, and the stylist was like, girl, these extensions need a trim. I was like,
oh,
I didn't
trim
even. Yeah, Gloria got a haircut. Crazy.
Gloria looks so pretty.
Yeah,
last night.
She but did. She didn't make it today. Sadly, I noticed you didn't say anything about my hair today, but that's cool. You're like, girl, why was your hair looking so good last night and not today?
No, your hair looks good, but Gloria really, it's next level with Gloria.
She, next level.
Now it looks exactly like I see extensions all the time, and most of them are bad.
Oh, okay.
But Gloria looks exactly like your hair.
Yeah. No, it's good.
How
good
did
color
you find that?
Well, I guess in New York a long time ago.
She's real hair, isn't she?
Yeah, she's good.
That's
she's
why
human.
It has to be real because then you can style it.
Yeah.
If it's synthetic, you can't curl it or put heat on it.
Yeah.
So where do you keep her? Like, where is she right now?
She's...
Is she like one of those wig heads?
No, she just pieces. She's clipping pieces. So she's in a bag, a little zipper bag in the bathroom.
And do you have more than just Gloria, or is it just Gloria?
Well, it's all Gloria now because she just officially got named on Monday. But it was a lot of pieces that cut in. It was a lot of different women, and now it's all Gloria because she got one haircut. So
now,
she's all Gloria.
You say modeling jobs. Mm-hmm. You're not a prostitute, right? Like, or an escort.
What does that even mean?
Like, what do you mean? Like, so what did you model yesterday?
Thrive Cosmetics. It was makeup. Yeah, here in
I
New
see
York. I mean, New York. Jesus.
Here in New York.
In LA. Yeah.
Girl, you've been here for 4 years.
No, that's my
friend,
that's my like my day job. That's like the only job I've ever really had since I was 14.
So
modeling.
Do you do jobs outside of LA?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have an agent in Miami and New York.
Are you traveling a lot for modeling?
Yeah, it's like comes and goes, you know. It goes on these spurts. But, I mean, not bad for 46. It's kind of impressive.
No, you look incredible.
Thank you. I went on this casting, and it was like 22-year-old girls and then me. And I was like, I stood up a little taller, put my shoulders back. I was like, you know what? They called me here, too. They know my age. So, and I got the job.
Wow. You look
right? Everybody's like, wow.
Solid. A solid 10 years younger than you are.
Oh, thanks.
Solid, don't you think?
Yeah.
100%.
Okay. Paige, you look your age. How old are you?
Oh! Shut up, Jeff.
Oh, my God.
Now, it was so nice. I have to, you know, because I don't think Paige is going to let me get away with it if I don't.
What?
She reminded us at least 25.
I know.
Thousand times last night.
I'm sorry.
She works for Wolfgang. What do you work? What do you work for?
Don't
it's
say more.
Under the umbrella.
Under the umbrella.
Okay. So are we allowed to say that you're...
You can say I technically work for Wolfgang Puck, yes.
Okay, but you get employee discounts, right?
I sure do. And okay. Paige loves a deal.
Yeah, I know. And so...
I know. Oh, God. I really am embarrassed,
so
honestly.
Last night, which was really nice, you
said... I said it 85 times. I did.
At least.
I know.
But it was a big discount.
It was a big discount.
It was a fat discount.
It was a very nice discount.
And
like, I can't wait to go back when you get next
week.
Yeah,
no shit.
Hello. Yeah.
Here's the thing. So it was a very good idea going there, and they took such good care of us.
Yeah. Crazy.
And I actually, because we went there last night, I'm going to put that in the rotation. Oh. I was very, very, very impressed with Spago last night.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
then, you know,
I'm going to throw that back in the rotation. I think it's a great date restaurant.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Romantic,
beautiful.
Yes.
But Paige did remind us.
I know.
A lot of times, yes.
A lot of times. Like, didn't I hook you up? Like, didn't I do good?
Each course came out. Oh, I hooked up this course.
Yeah. Aren't you happy that I did this?
Oh, the desserts are on the restaurant.
I endorse that bite.
Yeah. She said it so much that I never want to take anything from Paige.
Honest to God, I texted Kristen afterwards and I go, I'm actually so embarrassed. I just...
Was that after you texted Jeff and I and said, I'm so happy I hooked you guys up?
Did I say that?
Yeah, and let me look it up. Because
no, it wasn't... I'm so fucking embarrassed.
It wasn't enough. It wasn't enough that you had to bring it up 100 times at dinner.
Listen, I'm fucking mortified and I want to apologize.
You should
be.
No, I am. I am
apologize for a deal.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm not apologizing for the deal. I'm apologizing for being as uncool about it.
Is it a group text, Shane? Because I'm looking for it.
It is, yes. It was a group text.
Oh, there it is.
So funny.
So embarrassed. I really am.
Worth it, though. It was really great.
Thank you again for the generosity. Hope my sexy employee discount.
Oh!
Yeah. Let's see what else.
I want to vomit.
No. All right, where else do you get discounts? Where else can we put in the rotation?
Yeah, where else do you get discounts?
Marwa.
That's my favorite. Okay.
I'm glad I've been going there for 2 years. Thank you for telling me that you get a discount now.
Do you want me to bring it up 85 times?
Well, I know you will, but I think what happens is...
No, I get excited, and that's my problem.
But here's the thing. The funny part about this is that, didn't I hook you up? Was this great? I'm like, I fucking paid for it.
I know.
What are you talking about? Like, yes.
Well, you could have paid $600, and you paid way less.
But I wouldn't have ordered like you, number one. Yeah. And anywhere I was... So I had to pay $400, right? Which is fine. That's usually what I'm end up spending when I do these. Anywhere I go, it's going to be $400. I spent $400.
Yeah.
But to be reminded, like, see what I did? I hooked you up, whatever. I'm like, I spent... It's just as much as I normally would have spent. And I got more food than I needed. And I gained 2.5 pounds. You know what I mean? It's like...
In Paige's defense, though, Jeff, you're always so generous. And Paige probably felt like, I could do this.
That's 100%.
And so she was excited that she could do that.
But the difference is that when I do pick up a bill, I don't say a word. I'm not like...
I think you're welcome.
Did you like your food? Did you like your drinks?
Honestly,
I'm
mortified right now, and I recognize that it was a lot. I even texted Kristen. I go, I'm so embarrassed. I said it 85 times. I said it to Kristen.
Well, okay.
I recognized it.
I'm your friend. I feel like I can be honest with you.
Of course.
So I'm sitting at dinner last night, and I'm staring at you, and I'm like, she is so gorgeous.
Gorgeous. So sexy.
She's smart.
Sexy employee discount.
You are a little loud.
A little?
You're a little loud. Because I'm just like, why is she not dating?
Oh, because I'm loud.
You are loud. And I'm thinking, I was like, why? Because I was looking at you. And I'm like, God, how is this girl not dating every night? You are loud.
Okay.
Number one.
Yeah.
If you constantly remind people of things you do for them, that's a turnoff.
I'm mortified. I really am. I'm never going to do it ever again.
Please don't.
Ever. You don't do that. You wouldn't do that on dates.
No, but.
And I think just.
I do. I will say this.
Work on whispering.
I do. Okay, sorry. I do get very excited.
This is good.
This is better. It's just a soft. I think maybe you come in too hot. Maybe it is because you're like loud, and I'm thinking, what could be the turnoff? Because maybe these men, you know, because you like successful men. Mm-hmm. Maybe they want to be more in control. Yeah. Maybe you should just kind of let them lead. Because you are, which I appreciate, that I didn't have to think about what restaurant we're going to last night. You just handled it.
Yeah.
But maybe initially, men want to take the lead. I'm honestly just guessing. I don't understand why you're not dating.
And I appreciate the feedback. I really very much do. And I can take constructive criticism. I am hard of hearing, but that's a separate thing. And I will never get offended if someone says, hey, Paige, just remind me, hey, take it down a notch. I'm open to that. And I do know I'm loud, so I do need to work on that.
But maybe you're different on dates. I can't imagine you come into a date so hot.
No.
And you're not picking and ordering for the man.
So if you were on a date last night with Paige,
I would have been stoked.
You would have been.
Yeah. I mean, she ordered for me. She got me a discount. You don't even know what happened in the bathroom. I'm kidding.
I gave her a blowjob in the bathroom.
Just maybe, maybe you like a little like CBD or something before you go out.
Oh, do drugs.
I don't.
Because we have the daytime stuff we can give you.
Okay.
Maybe right before the date, you just pop a little gummy.
Okay,
or the seltzer or whatever, Vena CBD.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like they have stuff for daytime. And I think that if you just went in there a little more chill.
Yeah. No, I get too excited. That's my problem.
You're a great conversationalist.
Thank you.
Yeah. The best.
And you look at people in the eye. Yeah. You listen.
Yeah, definitely.
You ask questions. But yes, there was a part of me that wanted, I was like, God, are there any earplugs
seriously
at all in this restaurant? I wanted to back my chair up.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Maybe it's the acoustics in the restaurant.
It's the acoustics.
We were outside. There was a crackling fire.
There was a fire right next to us, so it made me talk even louder.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But for next time, you guys can always say, hey, Paige, we're right here.
Yes. Okay. So you're hard of hearing. I didn't know this.
Yes. When I was little, my mom put tubes in my ears because I had so many ear infections.
Oh, man.
And now I can't even go underwater. It's so painful.
What?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Huh. So, you know, I'm disabled.
Really?
I mean.
Can you qualify for
a handicap
sign?
No, I would never take advantage.
I bet you could.
No.
There's plenty of spaces. It's not taking advantage. But, they're never taken.
No, but I am very much hard of hearing. That's why I talk so loud.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, I hope you feel like shit.
Yeah, don't make fun of her.
I actually don't.
Disabled.
I don't.
No,
you can't tell anybody that either.
No, I won't. I won't.
But some people, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't say that on a first date. Like, hey, I'm sorry if I talk loud because I'm hard of hearing. You know what I mean?
Wait till the second.
I don't. When do you think she should bring, don't bring it up.
Yeah.
No, Jameson's saying
maybe
no.
Just hold off.
I would maybe wait.
But also it's your truth.
Yeah.
I don't think I need to bring it up, but. Now you guys know I talk loud because I can't hear myself. Mm. I can't hear myself speak.
Well, you're lucky.
Oh, my God.
I wish I couldn't hear you. I mean, the whole restaurant, I mean, it was just, the whole restaurant could hear you.
She has great stories.
That's why Wolfgang came out.
It's like
who's that loud girl I can hear from the kitchen?
This bitch talking about her employee disc.
Oh, my God. So funny.
Now, it was my word choice, but I do like how you call people out and how you call me out. So last night I was like, I don't know, was I saying to you, Paige? I'm like, hey, you know, if you know anybody, like I'm single, if you know anybody, what did I say?
What was it?
A referral.
I know. I said, how are you meeting these men? And just like, oh yeah, I get referrals. I was like, whoa.
It was the wrong word choice.
I was like, you get a referral for a doctor. You get a referral to get your, you know.
For a plumber.
Plumber, whatever. I was like, I don't think we're referring men to you. Let's use a different word.
Let's call it a setup.
A setup, yeah. Yes.
Setups. But I will pay. I mean, I think I should start paying referral fees.
Yeah.
If they last over a certain many dates.
Okay.
I was going to say, can you also detract that fee if it doesn't work out? Hey, I want my referral fee back.
Paige get the employee discount?
Oh, my gosh.
Let's talk about Ultimate Girls Trip.
Yes.
Did you enjoy yourself? You were only there 7 days.
Yes. Very long 7 days. Yeah, looking back, I enjoyed myself. Yes. Looking back. Now that it's all over and done with. Yes.
In the moment?
Yes.
If it was a lot in the moment.
Yeah, it was just, you know, it was like, I don't even know how to. Well, I want to know what you think after 2 episodes. What did you think about the being paused?
I'm friends with Dorinda.
Yeah.
But I do believe she came in hot that first episode.
Right.
And look, I think it's probably obviously a little bit of an ego situation where she was arguing whether she was fired or paused and you were fired and she was paused, and there's a very distinct difference.
No,
and
it's semantics.
Yeah. But it was so funny because I'm just, can you imagine me? I'm sitting there and I'm like, wait a minute. Like, take away who said it. It was just like, girl, you're all fired.
Right.
Let's just back up a second because this show doesn't exist anymore. You've all been replaced. So it's like fired, paused, whatever. I mean, it's just, there's so many things. I mean, I think day four was like, somebody's like, wait, you don't live in New York anymore?
And then they didn't, like, I mean, Sonia couldn't even get your name right. And at least in episode two, she still doesn't have your name right.
I mean, it's hilarious.
But they're also all a bit self-involved.
Yeah,
a bit.
A little bit.
It is a fun group.
I know.
It is a fun, funny group. Yeah. I'm actually really enjoying the show.
Yeah. And it's St. Bart's. Like, we've all been there before. It was like coming home. They've all been at the house. I mean, the chef was the same chef that they had.
Oh.
There's so many things that were, you know, so familiar for the fans. You haven't gotten there yet.
Us fans.
Us fans. Yeah, Kristen, me.
Kristen's a super fan. Yeah. She was trying to host the show.
Yeah. I'm a super fan and a host.
I mean, I actually thought it was good you going in and you were very knowledgeable and you knew what was happening. I guess you had caught up on all the New York episodes, so you knew what was going on in everyone's life. And I understood why you did that because, you know, here you are trying to reconnect with people. You want to know what's been going on over the last 8 years.
But you know what it comes down to? It's not even like I sat at home and like did the research. It's been 8-10 years. I mean, I just watch it. It's on in the background. Like, you know, I'm here with you guys. Like, we talk. I have friends that, you know, I don't know. I'm like, I'm at a dinner and I bump into so-and-so and they're talking about their filming, or I see Cynthia and she talks about Atlanta. I mean, it's like, I'm just in the world. It's not like I'm seeking it out. It's just, you know, it's,
I don't
like
think there's anything wrong with it. I know. Yeah. So basically what happened is Kristen knew a lot about everybody, you know, everyone's life, because you took the time to figure out, okay, Kelly's doing this. This is where she was. This is where she is now. She's, you know, honestly, here on radio, we do the same thing. If I know someone is coming on the show, I try to watch their movie or I try to watch their show. Because you want to know what's going on.
Exactly.
To be able to, you're going to this place for 7 days. You want to be able to initiate conversations.
Exactly.
And by the way, you were leading those conversations
on
many occasions.
And who had nothing to do with the conversations for half of the episode? I mean, you know, it's like, I wanted to be a part of things. That's just who I am. But you saw last night at dinner. I like to ask questions. It's really who I am, you know? And Kelly didn't know that about me. I mean, there's a few things. Kelly and I have...
So Kelly called you a fan in a very derogatory way.
Yes. To the point where people are like reaching out to me on social media, like, that's so messed up because we're fans and we're watching her. And I mean, it's just so crazy. But you know what I think the difference is between Kelly and I is that I showed up for an ultimate girls trip and she showed up 10 years ago to Real Housewives of New York. And that's, we weren't on a New York Housewives trip. We were on an ultimate girls trip, you know? And I think that's sort of the difference.
So you think she misunderstood
of
the
one
assignment.
Of the differences. That was the only difference.
Kelly misunderstood a lot of things.
Yeah.
I like Kelly. I've only met her once. And
you've only, that one time at the party at BravoCon?
That was the first time
no
I met her.
No way.
Yeah. Oh. And I, you know, obviously I haven't had a lot of contact with her, but I, you know, I enjoyed her.
Yeah.
But like I said, I would defend you in this circumstance because we do the same thing here on radio. Mm-hmm. You want to go in and you want to know what people have been up to the last few years.
Exactly, yeah.
So I actually think you went in prepared. Mm-hmm. And I think there is a reason why you stood out because, you know, you did go in with all the knowledge and you did. I felt like you really tried with the girls.
Right.
Like you
so tried.
Yeah.
You
did. And tried and tried. And then you just see at the end, I just start drinking more and more. And I'm like, I don't even care anymore.
What is the status of your relationships with them now?
Good. Everybody's good. Well, it was funny because if you noticed at BravoCon before everything came out, Kelly and I were paired together to do all the press. Like Kelly and I were together all BravoCon. And then the show starts to come out. And when we did press for the show in New York, we were completely separated. And I should have known, you know, because we don't know how it's going to go or what's going to be edited. And I don't know what she says behind my back. You know, I know what I said behind hers, but, you know,
That's got to be the worst. I mean, that is kind of the worst of it.
The talking heads.
When you say something, and because, you know, we talked about this, we've been through this, where you might, like Megan and I had, we had a problem during Hollywood Houselift, and then we went to Vegas and we talked it all through. But then what happens is the show airs.
Yeah.
And of course, I don't remember everything I said. Otherwise, I'd apologize.
Yeah.
Same with her.
Right.
So now things come out and it's like, it starts the whole fight again.
I know.
But it's like we've already talked about this.
Right.
We've already buried it. We've already moved forward. But you kind of have to relive it. And this was 6 months ago.
Yeah. Oh, beyond. Definitely. That's 100% what happened.
But there is a difference. I mean, some of these confessionals, I mean, not necessarily Ultimate Girls Trip, people can be very nasty.
Yeah.
Very nasty after the, you know, in that moment.
But I think that's the nice thing about these OG legacy New York girls is that they're just a different caliber of women. Like, they just want to have a good time. They have fun.
They're horny AF.
Yes. They are so horny.
Which makes me laugh.
And, I mean, I know you're not there yet, but it's completely aired. And thank God somebody got laid.
Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
You have questions about the Ultimate Girls Trip, right?
Yeah, what the hell? Your face, I can't take it.
What? No, I was just, we were talking at the break so and weird. You said, I just said, I enjoy how talkative you are because we are friends.
Yes.
But on a first date, is it possible that you talk too much?
Probably.
So what I'm suggesting is you get the Vena CBD.
Okay.
You pop one before the date.
Okay.
And it's a softer, quieter, less talkative page. Now, okay. You defended her and you said...
I said, certainly there is a man out there who enjoys that energy.
And I said, there clearly isn't because she hasn't found him. Right? But you know what would be good for you? I was just thinking, perfect match. A deaf guy.
Oh!
A good-looking, successful deaf guy where he could just stare at your pretty face.
Read your lips,
but he can't hear you.
This was your joke that you were
it's not a joke.
Five
this
minutes
is not a joke.
To say.
And I Googled, who's that like hot, famous deaf guy?
Oh,
I don't know if he's available.
I know who you're talking about.
Niall or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's
yeah,
a good-looking
the Italian
dude.
Oh, one, right?
If you can find someone like that,
okay,
this could be a match.
Match made in heaven.
Yep.
Match made in.
And so you guys are in the restaurant and everyone's staring at you. He's not going to know why. He's going to think like, everyone's looking at you because you're good looking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But no, it's because you're so fucking loud. They can't even have a conversation. Anyway, so you have questions.
I do. All right. Thank you.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Oh, there, so, oh, he is very handsome.
Yeah, he's
yeah,
good
he's
looking.
He's hot. Wow. Niall DeMarco. Yeah,
he's
yeah, yeah.
Single?
Is he single?
Wow.
I don't know.
He was on Dancing with the Stars and he looked pretty damn good. So.
Yeah.
Yes, I have questions. For Kristen, I watched the whole show because mm-hmm. I do my research. Oh. Okay, so
you also work like 11 hours a week, but you have a lot more time. But it's okay. It's cool.
Wow.
You Jeff, watched it over the holiday.
I did. Yeah. I was texting her on actually Christmas Day, yeah. And I go, I'm sorry. I know you might be doing family stuff, but I have questions for you. So the gift bags that Kelly gave
yeah,
you
let's
guys,
talk about that.
Okay, did you really truly think like this is so sweet of her. I mean, I love free shit.
Yeah. Did you see that? You saw those? Did you see that episode yet with the gift bags?
I don't understand all
that. Okay, you guys, it would be like coming and sitting here today and having a mound of stuff where I couldn't even see across. And the stuff was like kitchen top cleaner, toothpaste.
So everyone showed up to breakfast that morning and Kelly
and
had sat
like,
up in front
of everyone's
spot.
And I was like, girl, I brought my own toothpaste. I'm good. Yeah. And I'm in St. Bart and I don't need this kitchen counter cleaner. Right. Like, I might have that at home. Like, it was so weird to me. And it was like, I'm bringing
what
this home.
What did she get out of it?
Product placement?
She claims that she just did it to be nice. But it was like, she literally called everyone in her Rolodex to be like, hey, you know, I'm going on this trip. And, you know, I actually went back and forth with it, like etiquette wise, because I did do my research. Every girl's trip, people bring like a basket of goodies. Normally it's like their book or like their own personal product. If it was your product, like whatever line that you had, that's one thing. But it's like, it was just so bizarre, you know,
random
and
stuff.
And I came up the stairs that day with my little bag of like sunscreens. And I was like, wah, wah. And I like said to the butler, I was like, can you hide these for another day? I was like, you know.
Is it possible, to playing devil's advocate, that she has relationships with these brands, right? She put together a bundle and she really, there was no, you know, there was no
intention. Devil's advocate.
I'm just saying, is it possible that she was just trying to be considerate and, you know.
100%. She was, but I think.
And win people over with the swag.
100%. And I definitely think that's her personality, but a little bit could have been gone a long way. And nobody was bringing that home. Like, it was way too much stuff. And it was like weird stuff, like toothpaste.
Yeah, that's odd.
Like, I mean, odd. Like, bring flip flops,
like
little
a gift,
cute
just
monogram.
One single little gift. 100%. Right. Yeah, because I think in Beverly Hills, they did the bags, the monogram bags. I thought that was very classy.
So cute. Yeah.
And
that was
very. Very practical. Yeah.
Right. But then, you know, the other girls and a lot of that got edited out. But we were all like, girl, come on. Like, we all have stuff that we could have promoted. And I think a lot of the OGs were like, pushed it aside and be like, all right, let's move on.
Well, I could tell the Countess was annoyed.
Totally. We all were. It was weird.
She wanted to make room for her eggs.
Yes.
A la Francaise.
Oh, my God. I love
she
it.
She said it, I mean.
A thousand times.
Talk about someone who's repeating themselves a thousand times.
Yeah. And I love how Sonya was like, I'm pretty sure that's just French for eggs.
Yeah.
My mom makes. Francaise.
They did look good, though.
They're good.
Oh, I could do it right now.
Yeah. Yeah. She makes a mean a la Francaise, egg, whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have another question. So when you invite people over to the house, as a lot of the women did,
yes.
Does production screen them before they're allowed in?
I think on our show, no. I bet you on other shows, yes. I don't know. It was literally
it's a free for all.
Oh, my God. We were like at the beach club that day and the girls were like, hey, come to our house for a party tonight. Like that. And then it was like all of a sudden you look up and you're like, didn't you serve me my rosé today at the beach club?
Yeah.
I mean, it was so weird. And then I was like, wait, you were a surf instructor. I think you bust our table last night. You valeted the buggy, the car. But it was like so weird, you know? And it's such a small island, so there was not a lot of people to pull from.
Well, when you're on vacation, you're not looking for a husband. You just want to have a good time, right?
Yeah. But then they all got there and they were too young.
Well, that was clearly like, I mean, it was weird. It felt like a bachelorette. Totally. Or it felt so weird and so produced. And that's what bothers me about these producers, because when you have such a talented cast, which is everybody's big personality, you don't need to fabricate shit.
Right.
And it's almost like an insult. Like, really? And then to the viewer.
Yeah.
Because when those 11 guys showed up at the same time, it just felt so produced.
Like they were bust in or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what about my neon night where it was like, where are all the men? I'm like, the only married ladies here is going to recruit men from the island to come to the party. Really? Like,
Kristen,
I don't think so.
Think about us single girls.
Oh my gosh. But it was, and then that whole night was a bust. Everybody got, I don't even know what we fought about at the table, and everybody got up and left. I had all these games planned. Aww. I was like, wah, wah.
How long was the walk to the beach? I was trying to figure that out.
Wait, the walk to my bungalow? Or to the, because we weren't on the beach.
But there was several scenes where everybody's tired coming up those stairs.
Oh, yeah.
So, Luann
but you guys
and I,
are in shape.
Oh, my God. Luann and I were at the bottom of the hill at the bungalow. And I talk about being strategic. Don't even mess with me right now. I knew my room before I got there. It's like everybody wants to be in the main house. You go down and around. There's two fabulous bungalows. I had the biggest, best room that was completely detached. Like, it was amazing.
But was it a long walk?
Oh, my God. Up, like, this huge, steep thing and, like, all these stairs. It was, like, the funniest thing, because it was dying. Like, it was so hot and humid, and I had to stop literally at the top of the stairs every time. And
I noticed that.
Oh my God. Like, oh my God. Crazy. Like, sweating.
Could you walk to the beach from there?
No.
Oh, you
drive.
Yeah,
we were up on a hill. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got it. It looks like a nice house.
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh, beyond.
St. Bart's
is the
best.
How much do you think it was to rent it?
No idea. Yeah. Crazy.
The love letters that Kelly's fiancé wrote her, do you think Kelly wrote them herself?
I don't know.
because
I don't know.
So, all right, what episode is that? I haven't seen that yet.
Probably the 5 or 6.
Yeah.
So she's opening up all these love letters, a la Brooks with Vicky. It's the most generic messages.
They were kind of generic.
I care for you. I miss you. Yeah. I think of you when you're gone. I'm like, well, Kelly probably wrote that. Her and her simple mind.
I mean, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ouch.
I would like.
So you have an issue with Kelly?
Oh, I just I think her self-righteousness is a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, her being like, I have important phone calls. I'm a realtor. And I'm sure everybody has important phone calls they could have taken, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, 100%.
Yeah.
Villa Dunes rents for $80,000 a week.
Yeah, there you go. Villa Dunes. God. That was what it was.
Oh,
Villa Dunes. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So let's do it. How about we'll do it for your bachelorette.
Chumpstick the Dunes.
Everybody is going to... I'm telling all my friends, you guys better go all out for my bachelorette after all the fucking thousands
Same
of dollars I've spent on all you hoes.
It's tens of thousands probably at this point.
Beyond.
So all you have three more weddings this year.
Yes.
Plus bachelorette parties.
Yes.
So now where do you, tomorrow you leave?
Tomorrow I go to Park City.
For a bachelorette.
For a ski bachelorette.
And you don't come back till Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Wow.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Do you have like a bunch of maxed out credit cards?
No.
Oh.
Believe it or not, Jeff, I actually.
No, I don't know. I was just because you're always gone.
No, I pay off my credit cards every month.
That's great.
I make a good amount of money.
So then you come back from Park City, and then you have to, don't you have a wedding in Portugal?
Yeah, in May. It's for the same girl.
Okay. And then your other friend, who I really like.
Britt.
Love Britt.
Yeah.
Okay, she's getting married.
Yeah, in Cabo in September.
And does she have a bachelorette?
Yes.
When is that?
Miami.
Oh, that's
in
fun.
June, and
I can anyone just get married here in L.A.?
No.
Right?
Or have a party here in L.A.?
No.
Why does every one of your friends have to leave?
Because, I've said it before, millennials have turned weddings into the most monstrous expeditions where everything has to be over the top. Everything has to be curated and stylized. And was this like it for you when
I
you were
Vegas.
Getting married?
You did Vegas?
But how old are your friends? Bachelor. 20s, 30s?
Oh. Yeah.
See, it's more than likely their first wedding.
Oh.
And to be spending that kind of money on your first wedding or any wedding in general,
you do
knowing that
time.
More than likely it's going to end.
Oh, stop.
I do say to them, I do joke and I say statistically half of you are not going to be
you
there.
I don't want to spend $1 million on Monroe's wedding knowing that there could be more than one.
Oh, but the special that we'll make for her wedding? That's
unless it's televised.
Televised.
And we can get a major discount. Or maybe you can help us with your employee discount.
Yeah, we'll get it catered.
And every time in your confessional, you can bring it up.
Hey, Monroe, when she's walking down the aisle, Monroe, I got this wedding 50% off.
Say afresh.
Oh, my God.
Afresh.
To always stay afresh with you.
Afresh. That's crazy.
Now, Shane went home for the holidays, and his mother had your Christmas card up.
Oh, of course.
Shannon, my queen, Shannon.
That's amazing.
Where she should put it up is her work, though.
Where does she work?
All the engineers at a lab,
Ooh.
Are there any deaf ones?
I will inquire.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Find the deaf engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one we set her up.
A book smart person would be very good for Paige because they would be attracted to her robust personality because they're probably more... jejun as they average.
Well, you've been out with a lot of nerdy guys, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they still didn't want me.
Oh my God.
They still didn't want me, Jameson. No, I really need to find out when John Mayer comes to the studio because we gotta put my card back up right before he comes in.
But honestly, I'm not sure. I hope it's that hot security guard that took your card. But it's gone. It's gone. I mean, I hope it's him and not one of those fucking nerds around here. You know what I mean? Like, I hope it's a hot guy that took the card.
Oh, somebody took her card?
Yeah, I posted it up. I posted it up above the urinal so everybody could see it when they're going to the bathroom. But then someone took it down.
Ooh.
And now it's in someone's spank bank.
Ooh.
Which
Here's
I
hoping.
Think...
Oh, my God.
Kristen's Christmas card. That is so disgusting, that noise.
It really is gross.
Kristen's Christmas card was a brochure.
I told you.
Yes,
it was
I saw it.
Trifle.
But
yes.
You can do that when you have,
a
good-looking family.
No, no, no. And I absolutely applaud.
It was a good one this year.
Beautiful.
But your card is gorgeous, too.
Oh, stunning.
No, thank you. But hers is a brochure.
Yours will evolve into that.
Yeah. But I'm alone, so it would be embarrassing if it was like 9 photos of just me.
3 is good.
Yeah, 3 was
enough.
Good.
I That's chose perfect. I think it was the photo on the back of the
card. Close-up
the
shot.
The close-up
sexy.
Shot.
Sexy. I love that. And I love the champagne pop
I love that your mom has it up in her house.
Of course.
God, Shannon's the best.
Women
I love her.
Supporting women.
Yes, aww. But she does need to take it to work.
And all her kids are gay, so it's not really it's not doing much at our house.
She's only got gays coming over.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel exclusively on the Sirius XM app.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.